broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for December the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and one of the best ways forward to restore the republic, to make America great again. Yeah, we got a road to hoe, but we, the American people, can accomplish anything if we set our minds to it, turn to our God, do our very best, and trust in Him for the rest. Yes, I reject a revolution, but we stand for the greatest restoration this country has ever seen. We hope Donald Trump is serious about a lot of his claims and commitments, and only time will tell. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing marvelous. This half hour of the broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That's 877-817-9829 or thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. Do business with the good guys today. Tell Joyce Riley and crew how much we appreciate them. And by the way, how much we appreciate you as well. It is still the Christmas holiday season. We're welcoming the New Year very soon, and we hope to accomplish plenty this new year. And by the way, if you want to get raw honey delivered to your door, get a hold of Kirk Cosby and he'll be delighted to assist. 801-669-2211 is his direct number. That's right, 801-669-2211. Or you can email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. The recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast starts now. We talked about remembering George Michael. Yeah, the legend, the pop star, passed away on Sunday, age 53, the ex-Wham singer. His cause of death was a heart failure. Now, he had an incredible voice. Amazing, well-known music for the popular world. But did he really accomplish much in his life to promote God, family, and country? To protect life, liberty, and property? See, look at a life like Michael Jackson or a life like, you know, George Michael, some of these guys. You know what? They were absolutely uber famous, right? But what did they really accomplish? I mean, I'm not saying what they did was horrible. George Michael, over time, becoming more and more and more of a gentleman, learning to live his life a little more frugal, a little more careful, a little more appropriately. That's good. That's progress. We're not downing that effort. But, oh, with what talent, so much more could be done. We compared that to the people who were participating in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and other groups. And they may not be as well-known or as famous by personal name, but they're more famous by what they've accomplished. We compared that life to another gentleman, a personal friend who passed away, remembering Mills Crenshaw, a well-known talk show host on the air for 50 years in Utah. Somebody that you could say, you know what, most people didn't even know who he was. Even in the state of Utah, that's probably true. If you're not a talk radio listener, you probably didn't know who Mills Crenshaw was. But he lived 80 years of his life as a disciple of God and a follower of Jesus Christ. The voice behind what they claim is the massive Utah anti-protest rally. I disagree with that characterization. He basically stood with the American people for a patriotic rejection of government overreach and tax increase. But long before the Tea Party movement was launched, a talk radio host in Salt Lake City basically got his listeners to march on the Utah State Capitol. The governor was afraid to even show his face, to the point where they rejected that tax increase back in 1987. They say the tax drumbeat inspired close to 7,000 Americans to show up against the, I would say it was the most unprecedented tax increase in Utah. The people rejected it. Mills Crenshaw played a critical role in that. And I commend Mills. But he lived a stellar life. He was far from a perfect man. But what an example That's somebody who's accomplished much in his life. He was a personal friend. We liked him. We respected him. We worked with him. And how grateful we were to do so. All right. Anyway, that's just a comparison of people's lives. We don't care if we ever get popular. We don't care if we ever get known by name. What we care about is that you learn the principles that'll protect life, liberty, and property and promote God, family, and country. That's why the program is not the Sam Bushman Show or the Kurt Crosby Show. It's about Liberty Roundtable. It's about us all coming together and discussing the sacred principles of liberty. And if we can inculcate the principles into your hearts and minds in such a way that you live them, that you breathe them, that you understand them, that you intuitively gravitate away from anything that doesn't promote those principles, and absolutely move towards anything that does, that's what we're after. By the way, the fake Barack Hussein Obama birth certificate was an inside job. Government officials in Hawaii were involved, writes Bob Munro, WND.com. Good for them to keep the story alive. I'm saddened to say the gatekeepers have too much power and there's not enough of us to change the tide and force it to be a national discussion without a Ron Paul or a Donald Trump or somebody key helping the cause. But evidence of Barack Hussein's fake birth certificate heading to Congress, they say. We hope Congress does something about that fraud perpetrated on the American people and the United States government at large. What a criminal act. There should be accountability, but I doubt there will be for either Barack and or Hillary. Twitter caught in same big trouble as Facebook, both of them literally faking advertising numbers. Oh yeah, Twitter overcharged marketers as much as 35%. The Twitter had to suspend its CEO as they attacked the alt-right. Facebook had to admit in September that they deceived advertisers too. Don't worry, though, they're all getting back on the right track. You believe that? I got beachfront property, Arizona. All right. Hour one. That was a delightful hour yesterday. Available on demand at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com, or on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Trump's landslide 2016. Look, you can debate the popular vote. You can debate the Electoral College. But every time you make a move to try to upset that reality, Donald Trump gets a greater win. But it really was a landslide, believe it or not. If you take out the state of California, Donald would have won everything, including the popular vote. Well, we bring that up because should one state be able to change the whole nation's history? I don't think so. The founders' checks and balances are absolutely brilliant. And if you want to look at the landslide statistics in favor of Donald against Hillary Clinton, 2,623 counties voted for Donald Trump. 489 voted for Hillary. It was an absolute landslide to the highest order, and the fake news mainstream press won't even tell you that tale. Wow, the final tally showed that Donald lost the popular vote, but not enough to even matter if you take out California. Outside of those two liberal states of California and New York, in which Donald Trump didn't even really market in California, Donald would have been like 3 million votes ahead. California alone counted for more than the difference. Now, I'm not saying that California doesn't count either. California is important just like every other state. But the founders had a check and balance system designed to make sure that nobody had a runaway control on power. All right, we talked about superstar reporter Cheryl Akison. She warned that fake news and the panic about fake news by the mainstream press really is tantamount to censorship. Garth Kant wrote the article talking about this. And at first, they tried to lie in fake news and tell you Donald Trump was a clown, a carnival act. They were trying to get you to make him out to be silly and not serious. But once he proved to be serious and they couldn't stop him, they changed their tune and they started to say, oh, Donald Trump, not only is he a clown, but he's dangerous. In fact, they tried to tie him to the white nationalist narrative. But the white nationalist narrative is a lie and was basically born or birthed or invented by certain interests with a hostile agenda towards the principles of liberty. The white nationalist suggestions and stuff came up through a pro-Hillary Clinton group ran by David Brock, founder of the Liberal Media Matters organization called Blue Nation Review. They wrote a bunch of articles in one day, literally promoting this right-wing white nationalist stuff. It was all a big old lie, folks. But they peddled it. Politico jumped on board. Right Wing Watch jumped on board. Media Matters, they all work together, and they're all funded by George Soros and crew. But Atkinson reports, she said, her new book documents, details how shady political operatives control what you think, what you see, and how you vote. Wow, we asked then, will it be even legal to read this email? Wow, we talked about a lot of things. We'll finish up in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, talk station.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always taught, always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. We're talking about yesterday's recap, still available on demand at your fingertips. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel on your Roku player, live and on demand at your fingertips, absolutely free. Also at libertyroundtable.com, available for on-demand stream and download at your fingertips. We talked about proof. Free trade does not lower prices for American consumers. Roger Simmermaker wrote the piece. He's spot on. Folks, we need government to get out of the way. We need government to stand for the principles of liberty. And boy, do we got a piece that'll talk about that in a second that I just found this morning. We'll put it in modern context of reality. It'll be incredible. All right, we talked about the Limited. It's set to be the first company to go BK for 2017. You know, the Limited, that's the one store you see for women at the mall and everything else. All right. Kohl's, JCPenney, and Walmart will close the most stores in 2017. That does not look like a rosy economic outlook to me. We talked about how the IRS tax thieves live. LibertyNewsDaily.com with that piece. Also lamenting a missed opportunity for murder. Pro-abortion advocates lying about what pro-choice really means. They're only pro-death, folks. They don't want choice. FBI protected Harry Reid in corruption probe as well. Those are all Liberty News Daily stories. Check those out. Liberty News Daily, one of the premier internet services when it comes to news. By the way, if you go to libertynewsdaily.com, you can read that main page with all the textual news or text news on your computer, on your phone. I mean, it's all over the place. It's phenomenal. But you can also subscribe to the email newsletter, and it'll be emailed to your inbox once a day. Phenomenal stuff. It's absolutely free. We don't bombard you with advertisements, none of that stuff. We don't share your email address with anybody. LibertyNewsDaily.com to check it out. And by the way, if you're driving in your car and you want to just listen to the audio feeds, they're available there as well. Just click audio, and they'll be all right there with a single click away. Incredible stuff. LibertyNewsDaily.com. You want real news? You want to jettison the mainstream press fake news, folks? There it is. By the way, if you want to donate, though, would love your financial support. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com are our websites. We really, truly would love to have you donate to us before the end of the year. And, any support you can give us would be absolutely more than welcome. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Feliz
Navidad. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that stuff.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. One of the best times of the year, in my favorite, in my personal opinion. All right. Kurt wants a chopped cheese sandwich, don't you, Kurt?
Well, you know, at least this is almost kind of connected, this story, to the, you know, the one about a free trade making everything cheap. Well, you know, it always depends on what the guy decides to charge, you know, is really what it is. But the headline here, Whole Foods, now that's a company, not just, you know, some kind of food, but Whole Foods under fire for selling cheap bodega-style chopped cheese sandwich for $8 in New York City. Now, then the, you know, the thing that made me think of when I saw this story, Sam, I thought, remember the what we used to get was $5 footlongs from Subway, and then you'd cruise into, say, Las Vegas to the airport where they have all these massive tax charges, you know, from the city and that kind of thing, and the $5 footlong is like $11 or something like that, you know. So it all depends on who's adding the charges, but in this case, I guess the Whole Food guys are telling you, well, it's really healthy and all that kind of stuff, so therefore you got to pay the big money. But they're asking New York City residents to double down on one of their delicacies. Now, I've never tasted a bodega-style chopped cheese sandwich, and I expect not to do that in New York as well. But
I think you should. Why would you suspect not to do that? You should make a quest and try it, my friend.
Well, I might try it for like $2, but not $8. Anyway, the pricey, they say, food store chain rolled out a chopped cheese sandwich for $8, but savvy shoppers know you could find the same product in most bodegas. What's a bodega, by the way, Sam?
I assume it's a deli, sir.
Okay, for just half the price.
Yeah, now let me stop you there and make a point.
Yeah.
They can put this, you know, sandwich out there for whatever price they want, and if people love Whole Foods enough or love their place enough and feel like
they can
worth
buy
the extra bucks, they can bust out and buy that in the free market. But so can guys like Kurt Crosby say, you know what, I think that's a ripoff. I'm going to go to a different bodega, plenty of them around, and I'm going to go ahead and buy it at a better price. And, Kurt, that's the genius of the free market, my friend.
Is that cool or what?
Heck yeah. It's absolutely cool.
Anyway, they say that You know, I mean, imagine people being so smart that they could just buy something for half the price somewhere else. They say the chopped cheese, they say, is New York's version of the Philly cheesesteak. Now, I've had, you know, Philly cheesesteak. I think we had that together, right, Sam, somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I've had plenty of them. One of my favorite things to do is try Philly cheesesteaks in different places. Because it's funny to me how they call it a Philly cheesesteak, and I've only eaten it one time in Philly.
Right.
See what I mean?
And so their chopped cheeses, you know, the New York version of the chili cheese or Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, and usually what happens with these Philly cheesesteaks, Kurt, is it depends on the locale on what they like to put on it, what they like to top it with. You know, the basic thing is similar, which is thin steak, usually some cheese. You know, I don't like the cheese whiz on mine. I like real cheese on mine. That's just me. But anyway,
imagine that.
A lot of people like that cheese whiz on it. It makes me want to about hurl. But anyways, all I'm telling you is real cheese on that thing. For me, you put real cheese, you put steak, you put mushrooms, you put onions, and a very, very, very light, simple sauce is what I personally like the best. Now, some of the Puritans would say, Sam, you put sauce on it, you just ruin it. But, you know, a little bit of butter on that thing, a little bit of sauce, just a very tight or slight tinge is incredible. But I really love a good Philly cheesesteak. If you get the right ones, you get all kinds of vegetables on top of it is what I like, Kurt. They have all kinds of different peppers on there, and not all of them are spicy either. I mean, they're just flavorful. They're just phenomenal. A lot of people just like it with only mushrooms and cheese. But there's a lot of ways to eat Philly cheesesteak, and I assume this New York version, Kurt, is all about what's on top of it and how the meat is flavored. Usually those are the differences. And I don't know everything, but I'm a connoisseur, and I love things like this, and I try them all over the place because I love to see the cultural differences.
Yes, you do, Sam. Not to worry though, you New Yorkers, because apparently the city probed you know, this whole, they're going to launch an investigation back in 2015, I guess they did, because of Whole Foods' alleged price gouging. Now, you know, some folks will say, wow, that's good that the city's getting involved.
No, I disagree. Hold on. Let those suckers price gouge all they want. Let Americans go to these different, what are those delis called?
Bodegas.
Yeah. But you got to look that up so we know exactly what that means. But anyways.
Good point.
What I'm telling you, though, is let most people either get ripped off. I think that the article said that it was well known that you could get it for like half price at most other places. And so let Americans just, you know what, shop by their whatever. And if Whole Foods can get that consistently enough to make a profit and do well, let them do it, Kurt. The free interplay between supply and demand will make itself known. And if people just simply don't go there, then they won't sell enough and they'll realize it ain't happening. On the other hand, if they sell it, that might be the sweet spot. It might help some of these other companies raise the price to $5 or $6 for theirs. Now you would say, Sam, who wants that? And my response is anybody that wants to make a living might want that, Kurt.
Good point. Way down in the story, they say that that place there in what they call Columbus Circle has been hit with the most pricing violations in the city. So imagine the city doing all these inspections.
Wait, hold on, because we got to talk about
overcharging.
This. Hold on, we just can't let this go. There's too much that really relates to freedom to talk about, to let this go. Hold on. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt and Sam on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Rabbi Levi Shem Tov, Executive Vice President of American Friends of Lubavitch, used the occasion of the National Hanukkah Menorah Lighting Ceremony to condemn the recent UN resolution that criticized Israeli settlements, and he also criticized the Obama administration for abstaining rather than exercising its Security Council veto. The Obama administration's representative at the event, Acting Treasury Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Adam Subin, used his remarks to comment on the menorah being a symbol of fighting darkness with light. Playing upon those comments, Rabbi Shem Tov recalled those words being spoken to a particular man by the late Rabbi Menachem Schneerson, the leader of the Lubavitcher movement. The Rebbe told him, "You are working in a place where there is great grief and darkness, but remember that in that place of darkness you can only counter it by lighting a candle, by creating light, Shemtov reflected. That man was Benjamin Netanyahu, and he was at the time the ambassador to the United Nations. Netanyahu, of course, is the incumbent Israeli prime minister and has had very pronounced disagreements with the Obama administration. Referring to Friday's 14-0 UN Security Council vote on the resolution condemning Israeli settlements in the disputed territories, Shemtov commented, "I know that some of us are so sad of what happened there with regard to Israel." The event marked the first full day of the annual 8-day celebration of Hanukkah.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam and Kurt on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Bodega, just so you know what it is, I kind of mentioned there was a little bit of a deli. I was wrong. It really is like a little teeny Hispanic grocery store, kind of like a 7-Eleven, but smaller. It's a lot of times two definitions, really, is a wine cellar or a wine maturing company or whatever, but oftentimes they're mixed together. So they say it's a Latin or Hispanic type mini mart. It's like a 7-Eleven, but usually smaller. More like a liquor store atmosphere. Anyway, so it's a cellar, a shop selling wine or food. Basically, they're usually locally owned. They're tiny, and they sell these sandwiches that we're talking about. It's the New York equivalent of a Philly cheesesteak. But Whole Foods now is selling a new sandwich. They call it a bodega-style chopped cheese sandwich. They're selling it for $8. And, you know, there might be the difference, Kurt, too. You think of the lowly hamburger. And, you know, you can go to McDonald's and buy a double for like $1. But you can also go to, say, Red Robin or Five Guys or, you know, whatever it is, White Castle or some of these other places. And even Carl's Jr. and get a $6 burger, a $10 burger, an $8 burger. The difference is how it's presented, what kind of meat is used, all kinds of stuff. So I don't know that it's identical, and I don't know this is out of line. And you know what? But the important part is let the free market determine how successful it is or not. Now, we left the broadcast on the last break on that note, Kurt, that you know what? The free market needs to be brought to bear here. And you mentioned that these Whole Foods has been literally attacked and fined and whatever other words you want to use, relentlessly, right, Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. It says the Daily News, I guess that's the New York Daily News, reported back in 2015 that this location of Whole Foods in what they call Columbus Circle has been hit with the most pricing violations in the city. They say it has had 240 during 28 inspections dating back to 2010.
Now, let me stop you there and make one point.
Yeah.
They might be able to sell this sandwich for $6 if they didn't have to pay the government for so many fines and overpriced and whatever the heck. Get the government out of it, Kurt. No wonder it costs so much. If the government keeps attacking them, that sandwich might cost $15 with the overregulation and the government out of control overreach. Go ahead,
and,
sir.
You know, I had just never heard of anything like that. I just didn't know that cities did, have inspections and then tell you that your price is too high or too, I don't know, I guess they would probably tell you it's too low too or something. But, you know, I mean, there's just more government overreach there, especially in New York. I think it's one of the most, along with, you know, at least parts of California, most socialist and, you know, that kind of thing, areas that we've got. You know, and you think of, our regular guest, Becky Akers, that's from there, and she's told us about, the rent controls, I guess it is, you know,
yeah,
where they tell you,
right.
You know, what you have to charge and that kind of thing. And, you know, when you take the free market and the start sticking the government into everything, man, you get a mess.
And yeah, you're right. And we have this economic wide curve, but we have a shining star to document to make the point so well, shall we?
Yeah.
If you get government out of it, here's what can happen, just as an example. There's an article written today in USA Today. It's in the money section today, okay, Kurt? And the headline of the article says this. 2016 was a tech year like no other, written by John Swartz, USA Today. And he starts out talking about how Donald Trump has been on a collision course with the tech industry. But then they highlight Peter Thiel, who has been very supportive of Trump and how he was abused and attacked by the tech industry. Now, they then go on and talk about how tech's been beaten up by Donald. He tweeted against them. They were mad at him. They doubled down, quadrupled down in support of Hillary. Now, Donald and Peter Thiel were literally in the I told you so moment. Now, that's the stage, Kurt. However, and then in the article, they start to say things like this, and I'm going to document this really well here. They say Donald is likely to shape the tech industry going forward. Not to mention immigration reform, job creation, trade with China, deregulation, and more. Now, then they say this, Kurt, and this is fascinating. Tech is unusual in that the industry does not depend upon government regulation or transfer of payments, like banking, pharma, defense, agriculture, and energy do. Wow. Said Roger McKinney, he's founder of a venture capital firm called Elevate Partners, or Elevation Partners. Now, he says all that tech needs is, listen carefully, is policy stability and access to global markets. In other words, the government doesn't need to be involved here. All they got to do is create a level playing field. In other words, policy stability and access to global markets. And that's all the tech industry has needed. And it does not depend on government regulation, transfer of payments at all. Then they go on in the rest of the article to highlight, Kurt, all that's happened in tech. For example, did you know that tech relates to 8.4% of U.S. employment? That's according to the Computer Technology Association. Now, they then say there were winners and losers in technology companies for 2016. New faces emerged while other faces faded. Now, listen. Driverless cars and drones became more visible in our skies. High-profile meltdowns occurred, whether it was computer breaches compromising personal information or millions of consumers that had a targeted attack by supposedly the Russians, or, well, they say the very nature of conflict transpired this year. And with the advent of the Internet of Things, things could extend to our homes and be of really concern, they say. They talked about the Galaxy S7 was a complete... I'm sorry, the Galaxy Note 7, let me say that over. The Galaxy Note 7 was an epic meltdown because of lack of quality control, distribution, and marketing. It took an absolute beating, but It didn't dislodge the South Korean electronic giant from its leadership as a preeminent smartphone seller globally. Yahoo disclosed that it was a victim of two massive hacks, but Apple, Google, and Microsoft are those who have aggressive plans. Virtual reality became more of a reality. Drones are popping up in all shapes and sizes. Self-driving cars hit the streets in 2016. Fully autonomous cars won't be available for a few years, but a Morgan Stanley estimate says you will see productivity gains big time as people spend time with driverless cars in meetings and other business tasks. Anyway, the article goes on. There's nothing fake about the fact that automation will do more and more and more of the work. And then it goes on and on. But here's the point, Kurt. And I want to hammer this point home. The whole article hinges on this reality. That tech does not rely. Now, this isn't a perfect statement because you can find plenty of intervention in tech, by the way. But for the most part, the tech industry is unusual in that it does not depend on government regulation and or transfer of payments or tax incentives to make it work. And then they say, like banking, pharma, defense, agriculture, and energy do. Those are huge pieces of the economy. All tech needs is policy stability and access to markets, and they're good to go. What a shining example. Look what they've accomplished in 2016. If we regulate the tech industry harder, it will absolutely slow down that economic sector, Kurt, and meddle with reality. And regulation will start to make tech sputter like every other industry that's overregulated is sputtering. There's ways to decrease regulation. There's ways to get government out of the middle and not transfer payments or have subsidies and or out-of-control regulations. Just create policy stability and provide access to markets and have government get out of the way. And what a shining example right on the heels of the example you gave to make the point. Why do we focus on these stories with the viewpoint we do? To help you understand the Founding Fathers' viewpoint and how we created the best economic engine in the world, and most importantly, how we can provide solutions to return to that once again. That's our hope. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Donald Trump, for months, was on an absolute rant about government over-regulation. Regulation's out of control. He's going to dismantle it, for the most part, and promote business. I hope he does that. But we've highlighted Whole Foods under fire for selling a sandwich for too much. Really, the government needs to be involved in that? Whole Foods being attacked and fined and abused for charging what they think makes sense for product. Then, how much does it cost for all that regulation? And in the end, businesses don't pay taxes or pay increasing costs. People do, folks. Then we just highlighted this expert saying tech is unusual in that it doesn't depend on government regulation and or transfer of payments the way that banking, pharma, defense, agriculture, and energy do. Wow. All tech needs to thrive is access to, they say, global markets, but I say all markets, policy stability and less regulation. Now, Kurt, you want to chime in on this? I think this is really poignant to understand. We need to help the Donald deregulate. We need to get government out of the middle of this, create a stable playing field, in other words, stability and policy, and then get the heck out of the way.
Well, you're right on target, Sam, at least in my opinion. You can even learn from history. And occasionally we hear that old phrase where they say, if we don't learn from history, we're, you know, doomed to repeat it. And you look at, at least when I was growing up, we had, quote, tech. I mean, the tech we had was a phone, and the phone was hooked to the wall. And it just basically, you never had to wonder where your phone was. You never had to try to look for it. It was always hooked right there to the wall. And there was only one kind. You never had to worry about any new versions of it. I mean, it's at that time, what you had was a monopoly, basically, you know, granted by government to provide a certain service. And, you know, people thought, well, that was the only way it could be done. In my opinion, it's amazing now where you look at all the competition and all the, I guess you could say, deregulation
and in innovation.
That whole industry. Yeah, and, we were talking about it just yesterday. Somebody was having trouble receiving some of the text messages with the group text. And, I suppose they didn't have an iPhone, which, you know, a number of us have. And so you've got the Android boys and, the iPhone folks just battling it out. And it was the same way with the Mac and the, Microsoft, and that kind of thing. And at least, we do have competition in those areas. Maybe not as much as we hope. And like you say, we hope for more freedom and deregulation and more opportunities for all of us as we make America great again.
Amen to that. Now, let me give you an example. With tech primarily largely being unregulated, unsubsidized, price controlled, whatever, you know, you can go on and on. Let me just give you a statistics in the, from this article from USA Today that really nails something important. Listen carefully to what I'm saying here. There are 500,000 computing jobs open in the United States right now, Kurt, with a growth rate of 20% expected over the next decade. Yet only 55,000 bachelor degrees were rolled out for computer science in recent times. In 2014 is their latest statistic. So I'm just telling you, there's so many jobs. These are high-paying jobs. These are high-tech. They're available now. But people aren't ready to accept them. Then they say this. We need to make sure that tech works a deal out with the Trump administration. There's hope. In the meeting with these reluctant anti-Trump tech CEOs, listen, Donald vowed to keep the channels of communication open and to meet with them quarterly. I mean, could you ask for more, Kurt? What an opportunity. What a job growth market. But it's going to take a lot of study and a lot of preparation. You either, one, go to school to become a tech guy, or you just have a knack. Most tech guys have a knack. Some of them codify their knack with a degree. Some of them go right to work because they're so valuable. But nevertheless, tech, Kurt, is here to stay. 500,000 open tech jobs and a 20% growth rate over the next 10 years. That's what happens when you literally don't have out-of-control regulation and subsidization and government, in my opinion, moral hazard intervening in the marketplace. Now, I'm not saying there's no intervention in tech. There's plenty of it, unfortunately. We'd probably have a million available jobs if they'd get out of the way. But compared to these other industries that are just regulated with a heavy hand, just think of the opportunities there. High-paying jobs, opportunity, innovation, everywhere. Hope going on big time. For those people who tell me there's no hope, what are you talking about? What on earth are you talking about? So there's plenty of opportunity, Kurt, for those who want to, like my daughter, one of my favorite phrases of my daughter is, seize the day, for those who would seize the day, Kurt.
Well, you're right on target, Sam, and you know, it is cool to see, and you think of the opportunities that America can afford, and in my opinion, it improves the world if you simply try to run this great experiment of freedom properly. It
Amen
gives the example to so many people around the world where they say, man, if my country's not going to do it, I'm going to try to join that. And so then, you know, it's the old competition thing going on because, you know, countries go, well, you know, we've got to try to do a little better. If America's lowering their taxes and lowering their regulation and, you know, freedom's breaking out all over, I mean, other countries are going to try to do the same. You know,
amen to that. Even cool the polar bears wish government would get out of it, Kurt.
Yeah.
No joke. Latest headline.
All right.
Polar bear population is rising despite, quote, green fears, writes Andrew Follett. Now listen, a new study by Canadian scientists found no evidence. I'm going to say that again. No evidence that polar bears are threatened by global warming. It's a big old long article, but they say polar bears are much more resistant than scientists thought they were. They're much more
Imagine
resilient
that.
To changing sea levels.
So they were
and
doing fake news on us?
Then they thought, yes, sir. Fact. They say numerous healthy populations of polar bears are thriving. Prediction that they would melt down or go away or become extinct, well, have continually not come to pass. But a new study by Canadian scientists found no evidence. They say there's not a climate crisis for polar bears. Now, the experts said that the melting ice could kill thousands of bears. They might even become extinct over this.
You're right.
They don't see evidence of large-scale marine life extinction in the Arctic. And believe it or not, they haven't seen that happen in the last, listen, 1.5 million years, despite the Arctic.
Yeah, because they've been watching it for 1.5 million years.
No, because they have their live projection computer models that don't have a clue.
Good point.
But nevertheless, they say there's been prolonged periods in this time where there's been no snow or ice cover, and it hasn't even been a problem.
Wow.
So the example or the point here is get government out of it. They don't know what they're doing. They're clueless. And every time they get involved, there's trouble. That's the takeaway, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point. And, you know, it's nice to see articles like this. You just kind of wish they would be, I guess, everywhere, Sam. You know, part of the whole truther idea. Imagine if we had truth breaking out instead of fake news or false news or lies from the media.
Well, and usually the fake news, Kurt, is agenda-driven news. Okay?
Yeah,
you and I report exactly on things, right. And the only agenda we have is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. We wear that on our sleeve. It's obvious what we stand for, and it's obvious why. But we don't have an agenda with a story other than those, you know, principles that make America great. Other than those things that keep families together and protect families, protect the individual and protect our rights and all those things that America is known for. Now, whenever you see fake news, it's always with an agenda. The reason that there's lies about global warming or global cooling or climate change is because they want to use that to control property and control the people. You got an overlord global elite group that wants to control you and I. And the only way they can get that done is to lie and create fear tactics and abuse tactics and eventually regulate to force this upon us. Okay? When you see fake news about Donald, it's all because Hillary wants to be the queen of the United States. Yep. We don't accept queens.
Good point.
And so there's fake news about that. Every time you find fake news peddled by the mainstream, you'll find that behind it is a sinister agenda to take away your freedom, to deny you your religious opportunities, to worship as you will, to be free, to live, to work, to prosper. Every time there's a manipulation of that by government for political gain, for power and control, for the manipulation of the people, we've got to reject it, folks, with all of our hearts, mights, mind, and strength, and turn to the only true God. All right, there's my rant. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips always. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Please donate and get involved today, would you please? We declare this nation shall endure.